Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, animator, artist, and entrepreneur, Danny Bauman.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Abby Romeo. I am Mark Leger, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I think it's been a while since I've said I'm really excited about tonight's show. Not because I haven't, I just didn't want to say the same thing over and over again, but today is really appropriate. And it feels like I've had a heightened sense of awareness about many things as I've been thinking about and learning about and talking to our guests and the parents of our guests, etc., as I'm learning about and experiencing through their eyes something that we're going to be talking about, and I feel like we're going to be talking about more on the Life Changes Show, and that is autism. And it's interesting that a few minutes or so before the show, I was sent an Instagram, and I checked it really quick, and it's some friends of mine who are part of a big performance production, and they're in Peru. And from what I could tell, the performance did not go on. Something happened. So something big must have happened because they have tens of thousands of people that come to these performances. So for the performance not to go on, or maybe in Peru it was thousands, but nonetheless, thousands. So something must have happened. So I started to read the comments to see, because I didn't have time to call my friends, and you know, I'm sure they're busy anyway doing whatever they're doing, but started to read the comments to see what might have happened. And it seems like nobody talked about really what happened. They just talked about, we can't wait for them to come back, we can't wait for the concert to happen. And somebody wrote this phrase, se fueron per la puerta grande. It's an idiom, so it doesn't translate literally, although literally translated, it means they left via the big door. And what the idiom means is something like, I looked it up, and it's like they did it in grand style. And what came to mind is like they put their big boy pants on, and they ended up having a little something for the fans where the fans could come and greet them and whatever they could do to support the fans, which I thought was very special. But that phrase, se fueron por la puerta grande, like that they just picked up and said, this is the situation, and we're going to make the best of it, and we're going to do whatever we can and make it as good as possible. And that brought me to thinking about our guests who, when I got their questions and we looked through them, it didn't seem like they needed to talk much about what happened or why, even though we asked if they would. But they were ready to talk about what they're doing now and how they're helping other people. And to me, that's amazing. And so they're doing it in grand style. That's it.
Grand style indeed. I'm really excited for tonight's show because I think it's also a moment to really reflect on how we, you know, society is operated from a place of thinking it knows something. We know something about something, and then we're gonna deal with a situation, or we're gonna teach something or learn something. And yet, the more we learn, the more we have to accept that we really don't know something, or we really know much less than we think we know. And the way that these two and their peers have shown up in the world continues to challenge what we know or what we think we know, and really expand and expound on, you know, the opportunities that we have to keep learning.
Thank you, Mark. And interesting you say, and their peers, because we have both of these guests, thanks to, of course, their parents and their family, and our contributing producer and friend, Tess Cacciatore, who we got to meet both of them at their table. They had the best table at the Gwen Luminary Awards 2023, was it? So good on them. There should have been an award for the best table, the best cheering section. Well, people know both of them actually as stars of Netflix's Emmy award-winning show Love on the Spectrum. Our guest, interview guest, is CEO of Dannimation. She's an animator, she's an artist, and an entrepreneur, and an all-around wonderful person. Welcome, Danny Bowman, to the Life Changes Show.
Hi, Filippo. It's really, thank you so much for having me be on the show, the Life Changes Show. I'm so happy and honored to be here.
It's our pleasure and our honor. And I know in the title, you also wanted us to mention that you are on the autism spectrum. So we're going to get into that. So actually, let's get into it now. So tell me a little bit about your childhood, so we mentioned animation. So let's talk about that as well. So what happened at 14 that combines all of this animation and everything?
So how did it got started? So basically, so a little bit about my child, just to talk about a little bit about my childhood. Can you just repeat the question again?
Yeah. When you were 14 years old, and you were born actually where I am right now in Sherman Oaks, California.
Okay. So, to break it down a little bit. So of course I was born in Sherman Oaks, California, of January 9th, 1995. And much to my parents, I'm shocked, I showed signs of being different before my autism diagnosis. Not speaking until nearly six, I communicated through gestures and sounds, especially relying on my mom's understanding. And despite these challenges, I found solace in cartoons and drawing. And they were my teachers in understanding the emotions and communication, offering a comforting contrast to real-life interactions. And because animation has been more than just entertainment, it's been my guiding light in my journey through autism, giving me a purpose and insight into the world of emotions and expressions. And by the time I moved in with my aunt and uncle at 11 years old, they've noticed my talent in like animation softwares like MS Paint and Photoshop and PowerPoint presentations. I've also noticed that they have their own companies at the time. So I was like, so how do you start an animation? So how do you start a company?
Well, actually, before you go on, I wanted to know, how was your autism? How has your autism affected you growing up?
Okay. So before I was diagnosed, so as I've mentioned, my parents knew there was something different about me. So I wasn't talking and didn't talk till I was almost 6 years old. I used to line my toys up. I used to spin all the time. I was a runner, and I was even kicked out of daycare because I would not sit still for a minute, and so many other clues that I was autistic. Then at age five, I got formally diagnosed. And during the first appointment over 25 years ago, the quote unquote professional said that I did not have autism because I was a girl. And back then, they used to think that autism was only a boys' club.
Wow.
So they said I would grow out of it not speaking. But here's the thing. We never grow out of our autism. Instead, we grow into it as we get older. We on the spectrum don't outgrow our autism. We grow into it and just learn how to cope better, just like anyone else. And of course, how well we cope depends on the professionals and everyone who work with us and help us navigate this world that can be confusion at times. The same year during my second appointment, the quote unquote professionals flipped the switch. Da-da-dum. I indeed had the A word autism. Cue the dramatic music. Oh, they made it sound like a horoscope story, scaring the living daylights out of my family majorly. And later, during meetings with the clinicians to discuss my diagnosis, I vividly recall them talking to my family as if I were invisible. I guess they assumed that because I couldn't speak. I couldn't understand, but oh boy, I understood everything. They painted this grim picture saying that I might never achieve anything. Even after receiving the official diagnosis, I was still in the dark about what autism really was, and not aware that I had it because nobody explained it, just that I couldn't do this or couldn't do that, but that only motivated me to prove them wrong. It would have been easier for me if someone would just explain to me what autism was from the get-go. I also had no idea why I was placed into public school. Goals, why I was placed into special ed or struggled making friends. That is until I moved in with my aunt and uncle at the age of 11 years old.
So they're the ones that helped you with growing up with autism, and how did they help you explain what autism is?
So they explained to me what autism really was and that being different is a strength, that being different is a strength. So then at first, my aunt explained to me what autism was. I was shocked at first because autism was a disease, but she explained it to me that autism is actually a strength, and it's also about being different, like having brown hair or hazel eyes. This world would have been okay. And the way how my aunt Sandy helped me explain to me as a strength is reading the book Dear Charlie. Do you remember the book Dear Charlie?
I don't.
It's a wonderful book that my aunt had to help me explaining about autism and that autism, and just like Charlie, autism can be used as a strength. And yeah, the world would have been bore, would be really boring if everyone is the same. I learned that autism is just a part of who I am. And it was a crucial lesson in understanding social norms and when it's appropriate to embrace my authentic self. Yeah. I still have challenges like eye contact. Sometimes I lose my train of thought, and I may go on tangents when I converse, but I'm still learning how to improve that.
Well, you're doing great, and I'm enjoying learning about this. I might have to get this book. Charlie, what's it called?
Dear Charlie.
Dear Charlie. Okay, thank you for that. Now, you are so into animation, and we'll talk just how into it you are a little later, but how does animation actually help you with your autism?
So you could say that cartoons definitely is like an escape from it's like an escape from reality. So what's so fascinating about cartoons is the colors, the personalities, and the diversity of shapes and sizes of each character make me what provides comfort. But most importantly, the emotions on each character's face help me relate to the emotions of people in real life. With animation, I learned what facial expressions look like, to be happy, to be sad, to be mad. The cartoons that I loved growing up helped me understand people's facial expressions and body language and learned they are vital ways of communication. I do realize that there is a correlation with animated stories and people. This is one of the ways that animation has helped me through my journey growing up as a person with autism. And most importantly, my autism and my love of animation gave me a purpose in life.
So, Danny, when I met you, I didn't, I, it's, it wasn't obvious to me that you have autism. So, is there a point or cue in your professional or personal relationships that you feel the need to disclose your condition?
Well, yes, I do disclose my autism right away to anyone, anywhere, all the time. I have no problem doing that. Nonetheless, in the past, it did cause some hardships. For example, when I was top of the class at my university, I could not get an internship because not only did I disclose my disability, but also I struggled understanding and answering questions. I cannot bluff out my questions. That's why I really have to prepare in advance and clarify. Nowadays, I've noticed a lot of companies, including animation studios, are beginning to recognize the autism community for their talent, hard work, dedication, and employability. For example, when my students at Dnimation and I worked on the opening, interstitials, and closing sequences for the SIGGRAPH 2022 Electronic Theater, Disney Animation Studios put their logo in their closing credits. And I've
That's
also have
great.
seen them. Oh, thank you.
You were going to say something else? You've also seen them?
I've also have seen the rise of other animation studios that are accepting, that are bringing autism programs like sorry, I misspoke.
No, you're doing great, actually. And I again, so when you were younger, you were looking at cartoons, but who was your greatest role model and why?
All right, so do you mean an autism advocate, an animation artist, or a business owner, Filippo?
All of them, I think.
Well, I've got some three great role models. For an autism advocate, it's Temple Grandin because she is the first person on the spectrum I knew that I have a career and a PhD despite her autism. Dr. Grandin has always been a huge inspiration to me, and if she can have a career, a PhD, and a stable independent life, then I can. For an animation-related person, I have many inspirations. The most recent one is Jorge Gutierrez, creator of Nickelodeon's El Tigre, The Book of Life, and Netflix's Maya and the Three. Not only he is a Mexican, he is on the autism spectrum like me, and he never let any rejection stop him. Like he says, always, the taco of success has always drips with the salsa of failure. I love that saying. In other words, don't be afraid of failure. It's part of the learning process. And for the business world, that would be my first client, Joey Travolta of Inclusion Films, the older brother of John Travolta. He gave me my first animation gig when I was 14 years old, the time when I started my company, Dnimation. He believed in me and showed me how to work with people with disabilities, including autism, and how to develop my company. He's one of my biggest role models.
That's wonderful. And so we at the beginning of the show, we said people best know you from the filming of Love on the Spectrum. And what were you most excited for when you began filming on Love on the Spectrum?
Well, finding love, because finding love has definitely been a difficult, well, duh, because I've been wanted to find love, and especially because I've always want not just about finding, it's not only sorry, I
You're
sorry
doing
about that.
good. You're doing good. And actually, I'm thinking, so finding love is great. I might have expected or might have thought it would to be a star or to be famous, but no, finding love is the best answer you could give. So how about your friends and family? How did they react to you being on a Netflix reality show?
Everyone has been excited for me for many reasons. Other than finding a boyfriend, they are just happy for the show's success.
Well, do you watch the show when it's released, or do you feel like it's well, or if you do watch it, do you feel like it's an accurate representation of your experiences?
Yes, I do watch the show as soon as it comes out, and yes, it is an accurate representation of my experience most of the time. Though it doesn't show half of what it's filmed. As an example, if you remember the cupcake scene when I showed Adon how to kiss with a cupcake, a scene that was not show was shown was Adon telling me that he was also shown how to kiss with an ice cream cone.
Oh.
Oh dear. I had been on plenty of dates before the show, but never on a blind date. So one of my challenges was not understanding that I had to set boundaries from the beginning when first going on a date. I never had to do that be before because I never went on a blind date. And one of the triumphs is finally having a boyfriend that is so far is the right fit. He likes animation and voice acting. He goes to university, he's patient with me, and he's driven.
I get the feeling we're going to get into some great lessons on love here with Danny. So before we do, this is a perfect time for a quick break. We're going to break, but we'll come back with Danny here on the show in just a moment. So Danny Bowman is our interview guest. And a little later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment. And then after that, we're going to be joined by also star of Love on the Spectrum, Abby Romeo, all on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
Get ready to ignite your passion for performance this summer at the Mashup Creative Camp. Join us from July 22nd to July 26th, and again from July 29th to August 2nd for an unforgettable journey into the heart of the entertainment industry. At our camp, youth ages 9 to 17 will receive top-notch training in every aspect of performance, from singing and dancing to acting and more. But that's not all. We're not just shaping performers, we're shaping professionals. Our attendees will learn the ins and outs of branding, media presence, and even red carpet training. And for our parents, we've got you covered too. Learn how to navigate the entertainment industry alongside your child, from working with agents and managers to ensuring their safety in precarious situations. Finally, mark your calendars for August 2nd, when our talented attendees take to the iconic Charlie Chaplin stage to showcase their skills to family, friends, and entertainment industry. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to unleash your creativity, hone your skills, and shine on stage. Enroll now and let your star shine bright at our Mashup Creative Camp. Go to www.gwen.global/creative-camp. See you there.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on the Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and star of Netflix Emmy Award-winning show Love on the Spectrum is with us, and I should say star of our hearts. She's stealing our hearts if you've heard any of this interview so far. CEO of Dannymation, we're going to be talking about that in a moment. Animator, artist, and entrepreneur on the autism spectrum, Danny Bowman is with us, and we're going to keep talking now about love. So Danny, what did your experience on Love on the Spectrum teach you about what you want in a partner?
The show taught me about how it's important to be flexible and open-minded about the requirements from a date, because they might not be exactly what you are hoping for on a date, but it might end up to be a pleasant surprise. Sometimes opposites attract. The most important thing I want from a partner is someone who respects me, appreciates me, is honest, loving, caring, and of course, a hard worker. That's one thing that hasn't changed.
Well, have your views on dating changed since you filmed Love on the Spectrum?
Well, before the show, I didn't really think about needing to set boundaries, mainly because the dates that I went on were friends that I knew before. But now after the show, I learned about blind dates, or dating someone you don't really know. And that's essential to set boundaries from the very beginning, especially because you don't know them. You can easily be catfished when going on a blind date.
Okay, well, we'll come back to love in a moment, but let's talk about animation, because you are doing it in such a big way, and not just for yourself, but supporting others in such a beautiful way. So let's start with, how did your initial love for animation begin?
Well, I have loved animation ever since I could remember. Not only I find animation fun and fascinating, but animation was my teacher in understanding emotions and communication. Animation has been more than just entertainment. It's a guiding light in my journey through autism. And as I've mentioned, giving me purpose and insight into the world of emotions and expressions.
Okay, so we've mentioned Dannymation a couple times, and it's very clever. If people haven't figured it out, it's Danny and animation together, Dannymation. And so how did you start Dannymation?
Well, The start of Danimation dates back to the second semester of eighth grade in 2009, when I
Wow.
was 14 years old. Despite harboring the idea earlier, there was a lack of support and recognition from my parents. It all changed when I shared my ambition with my uncle, an entrepreneur himself. While he cautioned me about the challenges and hard work ahead, he didn't dismiss the idea. Instead, he became my guiding force, assisting me in registering the company name and creating the website. My dream transformed into a tangible reality. The journey has been indeed maybe difficult, as he predicted, but the fulfillment and joy I derive from running Danimation makes every challenge worthwhile.
Wow, ever since 2009, when you were just 14. So, what's new with you and Danimation after all these years?
I'm currently in Tampa, Florida, teaching our annual Animation Gets Real workshop at the University of South Florida this week. It's my
Wow.
10th year teaching here, and it always serves as the kickoff for Danimation's summer workshops. After Tampa, I'll be in Miami for 2 more weeks in-person workshops, followed by another virtual workshop at the end of June. Our Los Angeles Animation Workshop runs from July 8th to the 12th, and we'll be at Stanford University's SNP Reach Camps at the end of July. All of our summer workshops are for youth, teens, and young adults on the spectrum, ages 10 to 22, and we teach the entire animation process from concept to completion. In less than 20 hours, all of our students create a short personal film that we screen for family and friends on Friday. It's amazing to see what everyone comes up with.
Actually, it was amazing to hear from you before we started the show that I think this is your first day in Tampa, and already you have people doing things that they probably never, only dreamed of. And good on you for supporting their dreams. And speaking of dreams, what are your goals for Danimation for the future?
Well, I have so many goals for the future. One of the goals we've been working on is that developing a larger production team for future productions. While we at Danimation work on short films, we would love to expand to feature films and television production someday. One of my aspirations is to invest time in crafting my own animated series, collaboratively developed by a team predominantly consisting of neurodiverse individuals. The first step is to produce a pilot episode in response to a pitch request we had recently. Our commitment at Danimation extends to providing personalized animation sessions in tandem with our ongoing studio projects. Looking forward, we aspire to co-produce animated series through collaborations with other production companies. The future holds endless possibilities.
Danny, I have a feeling I know what you're going to say when I ask you this question, but what do you do in your free time?
What free time?
Right.
I usually don't have free time because every day I focus mainly on my animation company, Danimation, almost 24/7. I wake up straight to work and go to sleep working. Luckily, my work is also my passion, so it usually doesn't feel like work. It's just what I love to do. What I usually do during my free time? I mainly go to animation industry events like film screenings, animation conventions, and panels, which are blurred lines between work and free time because the fun part is mainly networking. I also love to draw, animate, travel, and I am a foodie. And I love a good cocktail. The more exotic, the better.
Okay. Well, I promised we were going to get back to love, and we will in a moment, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows that Danny Bowman's page on the Life Changes show, and Danny is Dani. If you go to our website page, you'll see her Linktree address there, which is Danimation, Danimation. Does that stand for entertainment?
Oh, yes,
Okay.
entertainment.
So Danimation ENT. So you'll find her link tree, and there you'll find all her links to all her socials. She's very active on social. She has quite the following and some really fun posts that I've seen. So you could catch her there. So before we say goodbye to Danny, which it seems like it's been so short and quick, but so wonderful. Danny, you are always so positive from what I've known you to be and what I've heard about you and what I can tell just talking to you. And you have such amazing communication across your wants and needs regarding all kinds of things, dating, which most people have a hard time navigating. So is this something that has always come natural to you? Or is this something that you have had to practice? And do you have any advice for people navigating the dating world?
Well, people on the spectrum are different. Some people have a hard time expressing their feelings, and some of us like to have, like me, have oral diarrhea, which means we don't have filters when we talk. We say exactly what we're thinking. Personally, I have to work on thinking before speaking because I have gotten in trouble before for saying exactly what I'm thinking. For example, I decided to bring up that subject of intimacy with Adon, mainly because I know a lot of people on the spectrum that are asexual or just romantic, which means they are only interested in romance, you know, like holding hands, going to movies, or just like a friendship. But for me, I just want a real adult relationship that includes intimacy. I know it's not going to happen right away, but eventually after we get to know each other. But the way it came out on the show was that I'm just interested in sex.
Oh, right.
Well, I do want that eventually, but not right away. Based on my dating experience from the show, I have important dating tips. 5 important dating tips for people navigating the dating world.
Okay, here we go.
Number one, it's best to know your date first. Go on at least 4 to 5 dates before expressing your feelings. If the date doesn't respect your needs, that tells you everything about that person. You don't want to date someone that does not respect your boundaries because they can easily become toxic. 2, ask questions about your date's interests and dive deep into the conversation to get to know their intentions. 3, figure out and agree on the best day, time, and place for both of you for the next time you and your date meet. It's great to keep up the conversation. The more you get to know your date, the better you understand each other and trust each other. 4, recognize the red flags, because in every toxic relationship, there will always be red flags. For 2 examples, expecting you to pay for them and disrespecting your boundaries. Don't ever fall for that. And 5, never be afraid to get help from your trusted friends and family who can help you with relationships.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I thank you, Danny. We all thank you. And of course, we thank Tess Cacciatore of Global Women's Empowerment Network for co-producing this segment and the next one, actually. But I also want to give a big shout out to your parents and your aunt and uncle. I think I know them, right?
Indeed. Yes, you have met them at the Gwen Luminary Awards at the time when I received the award from Tess.
Yes, you won a very special award and gave a beautiful speech. So congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you so much, Filippo.
And I have a feeling there'll be many, many more awards to come. It has been a delight having you on the show. I want to remind everybody, Danny Matian, DanniMationENT as in entertainment. Danny Matian ENT, that is her Linktree address. And if you don't know how to get to that, go to the Life Changes show page and click on the link you will find there. Danny, we wish you all the best with everything that you're doing.
And thank you so much for having me be part of the Life Changes show.
This was our pleasure. You're welcome. Ciao, ciao, until we meet again.
All right, ciao.
Bye, bye-bye. Danny. Bye-bye. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Daniel, and I have asked you questions in the past about illnesses that I have had. You have always had amazing answers, and now I have another diagnosis that I need to address. Please tell me how to handle hemochromatosis, which is an overload of iron in the system. Thank you for your assistance.
Dear Daniel, it is important that you listen to and take your doctor's advice in this situation. And then please do your own research as to what natural ways could help you with this and begin to do your self-healing. Let's not forget that all dis-ease begins in the emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects before it appears in our bodies. The book that I use to assist me in understanding and healing the emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects is Yvette Rose's awesome book, Metaphysical Anatomy. I know you used it in the past and received great results. Yvette clearly spells out what we need to change emotionally in order to heal dis-ease. And I feel that when you check out what she sees as the emotional, mental, and spiritual underlining causes of hemochromatosis, you will relate to them. And then you can begin to heal yourself by healing these causes and addressing them. Please feel free to contact me if you need further help in addressing the issues that Yvette describes.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Well, we're going to be right back with our performance guest, singer-songwriter Abby Romeo, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We are back, and I am so excited to introduce our featured performer. She's a singer, a songwriter. She's a TikTok and Instagram influencer and also star of Netflix's Emmy Award-winning show, Love on the Spectrum. Welcome, Abby Romeo, to the Life Changes Show.
Hi.
It's hey. So good to have you on the show. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. Well, we heard your music And we liked it, and we know that there are stories behind your songs. So and so they're all about autism. So let me ask you, what was the hardest part, since I know you talk about this, about growing up with autism?
Language was very hard for me. The words didn't come out, and I felt very isolated and alone. My brain did not do what I was telling it to do. That's why I really always wanted to be a typical kid, because they could do certain things that I couldn't. So I would physically copy them because I wanted to do what they could do, but my brain wouldn't do it.
Wow. What kind of therapies did you end up needing?
I had 20 years of speech therapy, 15 years of occupational therapy to get where I am today. I had an aide in school, and I also went to an autism school and a vocational job training high school.
My goodness. So where did music come into your life?
I started to sing when I was 2.5. I could sing before I could talk.
Wow.
That's why I did music therapy.
Wow.
I love music because it makes me feel like my autism goes away and then it comes back once the song is finished.
Oh, really?
I even had music therapy when I was very young, and that helped me a ton.
What kind of music do you like?
Pop music.
Fun. And so you sing pop music. As a matter of fact, you wrote a song called Girl Inside, and we featured it on the page where we've got your information at the Life Changes show. That's a very big song. Like, you are saying a lot in that song. Could you talk to us about it?
I wrote the song Girl Inside because when I was at that age, autism felt like there was a girl living inside me, and she was the one with autism, and it wasn't me. She made me do things that I couldn't control. That is how it felt. It was really my brain getting stuck and not doing what I was telling it to do.
Wow. And so there are some lyrics. You wrote the lyrics and the music, right?
Yes, and someone had to help me with it.
Yeah. Well, so there are some lyrics that are really, really poignant. I wonder if we should just let people hear it. Now, I don't know which version we have. In the video version, is that actual footage of you having an experience talking on the video?
Yeah, my mom recorded it, and I was like, oh, my stupid brain, why isn't it doing what I'm telling it to do? I was like that.
Wow, Abby. Wow. Well, you put it in a song, and here we'll all get to experience it. So this is pre-recorded, and this is a song that's been released now for a little bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Share my screen, please.
No, we're going to play it from our end, so not to worry. So then we're just going to play the audio of Girl Inside. This is Abby Romeo's song here featured on the Life Changes Show Online Edition.
Stupid brain! I want to rip it out and give it to someone else, and I want to have a typical kid's brain and put it in my head!
Why are you so mad?
Because I want to have what typical kids have.
Control. The sun It's not me. I'm aware of you now.
It's not me.
I'll close my eyes and breathe.
It's not me.
Every exhale.
Thank you so much for letting us share that song, Abby.
You're welcome.
Romeo.
And my old voice teacher, Kaylee Yukno, helped me write it. It felt like there were two of me is what that song was about. What did you think of all those lyrics I came up with?
Wow. I like I said, I thought they were very powerful. Very
what
poignant.
I mean is when I say, if you touch, she'll freak out, means she doesn't, it's the type of autism, it bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so actually, I was going to ask you, with this song and the others like it, you're also wanting to support people to understand this particular kind of autism, and also,
you know,
help
what?
People who have it too, right?
Yeah.
What
yes.
do you it
that would
yes.
be great.
Yeah. So before we go on, Abby, I want to share with everybody that they could find your information and follow you, because you also have quite a following on Instagram and TikTok. And so all that information is at the Life Changes Show page for Abby Romeo. But her website is madebyabby.com, and made by Abby, ABBEY.com. So what is Made by Abby about? I mean, I know, but share with the audience.
I make scarves and hats. And it all started out when I was in a training program called Textiles. It was at my training school, and that's where I learned how to knit.
And you're must be liking it, because you're doing some creative things with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel good when somebody...
I love knitting.
Does it feel good when somebody buys it and wears it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, very good. So maybe if somebody buys something of yours, they should take a picture and post it on either your Instagram or something, yep. Right?
Yes, yes.
That would be fun. Well, I just have to say, I don't know, you find the time to also volunteer in animal rescue, and you have a paper shredding business, and you cat sit for your neighbors.
I do.
What is that all fun too?
That's very fun.
So you must love animals.
I love animals. I think I like them more than people.
I've heard that before from a lot of people. My goodness. Well, tell me this. What, obviously these things are fun, but is there something that you like to do that's just fun, period?
I love water parks. I like to go every summer. It is very therapeutic. I like it for sensory input, especially the trapdoor free fall water slides where the floor drops from under your feet.
Oh!
Even though it can be scary, but I still like them. So I like pools too, especially going to the bottom and the deep end. It's really good pressure, like a big squeeze. I think I've replaced that from massages.
Wow.
I think I've replaced it from shiatsu.
Interesting. I never thought of it that way. So we're going to get to hear another one of your songs, and this one's called Categories. And
Categories.
did it just come out, or it's coming out real soon or
It
something?
already came out.
It
I
already
love
came out.
categories to show people that some people with the kind of autism I have think in memories and categories, just like me. The words don't always come first, but the memories do. My mom made a visual dictionary when I was in junior high so I could learn to use my feeling words instead of the memories. She drew out some memories and put the feeling words next to it. If I could learn the feeling words, then people will be able to understand me better.
Wow, that is amazing.
Thanks.
And so now we're going to get to hear it, and we're going to learn as well together. Here is Abby Romeo's song Categories, pre-recorded on the Life Changes show.
Desktop, me too.
wish I could control this. I know I can control this.
Abby Romeo.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you loved it.
Oh my gosh.
Did you like those songs? It's about I put all the good things together and all the bad things together.
Yeah, and you put your heart into it, I can tell.
Categories help me find the words. They help me.
Well, I'm glad they do. And I want to let everybody know, Made by Abby, ABBEY.com is Abby's website. And you can find her on YouTube at Abby Romeo, R-O-M-E-O, or Hats by Abby on TikTok and Hats by Abby on Instagram. And we only have a minute left, Abby, but I just have to ask you, a little bird told me that when I said you like animals, that you actually like big animals, like lions.
Yes, I love lionesses because I got to see them in Kenya.
Nice.
I also saw cubs, lionesses with cubs.
Oh, and you were on an actual safari then, right?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was amazing. I got to go on a real safari for the first time.
Oh my gosh.
With David. It was incredible.
Oh. Well, may it not be the last time. So I wish you all the best. We are
Thank
delighted
you, so
you were with us. You're
and
so
And I also
welcome.
Love being with David, my boyfriend. We go to fun places together like the zoo and for pizza. And of course, I love to travel. I look forward to going to Suntego Water Park in Poland. That's my Ooh. Next goal.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's exciting. So hopefully that'll happen sooner than later. In the meantime, a shout out to David and a big thank you to your mom who was so instrumental in making this happen. So thank you, Christine. And Abby, what an absolute pleasure. So thank you, Abby.
Thank you. I gotta go.
So with a big thank you to Abby Romeo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And a big thank you to Danny Bowman. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Leisure, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.